Good morning. It's September 26, 6:31 a.m. An even number day, that means a new post on Nathan Lowell Presents. Today is Nobilis Reed. The subject is Gone Too Far. Those of you who know Nobilis will understand the reference, I think. He talks about what happens if you think you've gone too far and offer some advice. So this morning I had an unusual thing happen. Quite frequently I go out and I see other people around in the neighborhood, dog walkers and joggers and the like. And this morning, as I was going to snap the morning photo, a dog walker came up to me and asked, "Do you do that every day?" And I said, "Yeah, just about. This is 180 something day in a row. I do it every morning, or try to." And she said, "So are you going to, like, are you trying to do one a year, one a day for a year, or what?" And I said, "Well, actually, I put out a morning podcast, and this is the cover, this is the photograph that goes with the podcast to kind of document the day." And she wanted to know where it was, what it was about, and I told her it wasn't very interesting, but it was just me talking on my morning walk. So, hello neighbor, if you actually did go back to your house and look me up and you find this morning, hi. You're the first person to actually have ever stopped me and asked me what the heck I'm doing in over, is that half a year? How many is half a year? 365 would be 150 plus 30, 182 or 3. So, yeah, I'm right around 6 months at this point. Because I don't remember what day today is. I think it's like 185, maybe. Wow. They add up. To think that I have been doing this, posting a file every day for 6 months. That's, on the one hand, horrible. On the other hand, wow, what an accomplishment. 300 and, well, I went over 350 miles about 5 days ago. So I'm probably not quite at 6 months. I have to look. I can't remember what the anniversary date is. For some reason, I had the feeling that it was like March 24th or 5th, in which case I've just gone over 6 months. Time flies when you're having fun. And it's really interesting how the season has changed. Gone from really quite chilly, wearing my fleece hood and parka and sweater, and down to, I think there were a couple of mornings where I went with just a shirt. Today I'm on long sleeve shirt and windbreaker. It's a bit chilly. It's not bad. I can ride along here this morning, so I'm building up a lot of body heat. It's a bit of haze. Theoretically, it's clear, but sky at the horizon is somewhat thicker. I'm seeing what looks like might be low clouds. Could be just ground haze. There's one bright object in the sky off to the southwest, west-southwest, about 30-40 degrees up in the sky. That could very easily be Jupiter. It's not Saturn. Saturn has a unique color that for some reason I'm able to pick out. That is not Saturn. But it could be Jupiter. It's the last object up there at the moment. The moon should be very close to new, if it's not new today. Which means I have to look it up, because then I'll have to reverse course for tomorrow. The sun isn't quite up yet, so the only object actually in the sky is this bright spot that I will, for the moment, claim as Jupiter. Oh. So I did finally get the laptop brought up to snuff yesterday. It does run Ubuntu. I ran into some problems posting because I tried to post the morning podcast from it yesterday. And I made the mistake of trying to listen to it on that machine. And the reality is that on that machine, it sounds terrible. It really does. There's the kinds of chirping artifacts that I'm used to hearing on Skype. And while one or two on this kind of setup with a very low fidelity Bluetooth headset and the very low bandwidth recording, I'm not too surprised, because some of that actually might show up in the source. But that was just horrible. And then I discovered that what was happening was that it was playing through two sources at once, and the two sources were fighting for the same bus on the machine. And when I started shutting things off, that took care of it. And I went ahead and did the post. I did a post, and unfortunately the first one that went up in error. And for some reason, I chopped off the front bit, the good morning part. So I put it up again. And of course somebody managed to grab, Tara, managed to grab the piece that was broken. But I do like this machine. I'm very anxious now to get on with writing. This is it's got enough screen space that Scrivener runs very well, and it runs very fast. The problem that I had with it before is that all the other machines, it fails regularly when I try to start it, and it runs very slowly. New machine, it just screamed. So yeah, very excited to do that. With any luck, I have word count by the end of the day today. I have a bunch of things that I need to do today, so I'll be trying to squeeze those in between. One thing I've got to do today, because I didn't do it over the weekend, was mow the backyard. So that's got to get done before I leave. I need to get a haircut. I'd like to get that done today, if possible. I can always do that tomorrow. My flight on Wednesday is like 11 o'clock, which means I need to leave here around 8 a.m. So there should be a podcast in the morning. Should be plenty of time for me to get out and get my walk in before I get on an airplane and fly. It's going to be a very long day with a 3-hour holdover in Chicago, and a long leg into Portland from Chicago. The Denver to Chicago leg is relatively short. It's about an hour and a half or so. And then I'll have plenty of time to grab some lunch in Chicago. And then get into Portland around 10 minutes of 11 at night. Well, that was a noisy leg this morning. I just wonder why all the cars this morning. Monday morning. This is usually not a very busy city, busy town when we moved here. When was it? 92. Yeah, I think it was in 92. Well, I've been here 20 years next year. That can't be right. That can't be right. Might be right. Wow. No, I don't think so. I don't think we moved here in 92. It was, had to have been something like 93 or 94. Anyway, almost 20 years ago, the place where I'm walking right now was a street, but across the street where now there are rather large houses, much larger than my house, two stories, very attractive, quite large houses. That was a cornfield. I've been here a while because the saplings that they planted are now about 6 or 8 inches in diameter at the trunk. It's odd living on the plains where you know the only trees, or almost the only trees, that are here were planted by people. Very few of the trees here are native to the place. Very few of them would have been here back when Michener was writing Centennial, which was actually about Greeley and the way that it grew up. One of the restaurants that he wrote about is still there. I've eaten there. It's under new management, of course. It's been, I don't know how long, 50 years since he wrote Centennial. And it's undergone some changes in management, needless to say. Oh, and here's the big red bush, looking bigger and redder, and there's more of them. Very pretty. Summer is waning, counting down to Halloween, Chauvin, the Witch's New Year. It's interesting, having spent time writing about pagan beliefs, pagan systems of thought, I don't know if you can hear those grackles or not, a rather large flock. Grackles or starlings? I think it's a mixed flock, frankly. Anyway, it's interesting, having spent so much time in Tanith Fairport's head, the research into the pagan life, into pagan belief, into the synchronization of human and world. It doesn't seem to make sense on its face that the pagan New Year should be Chauvin. It's spelled Samhain, but it's pronounced Chauvin. And yet, if you think about what the Wheel of the Year does, this holiday at the end of October, this holy day, marks the end of harvest in most of North America. And that marks the point in Northern Europe where most of these beliefs sprang up. It marks the point where the old year ends. We've come full cycle and the harvest is in. The land lies fallow and sere and dead. Not the full death, not the corrupted end of life that we see in midwinter, where the only thing visible is the skeleton, but the death of the green man. The green man is one of those figures in pagan mythology that represents the male identity in the pagan dualism of lord and lady. The green man represents the cycle of the earth, the annual cycle of the earth, where the ever waxing and waning of the moon represents the female. So we're coming up on the end of this cycle's green man, this year's man, this year's growth. And they observe his death on the last day, on the quarter, on the quarterly celebration of Chauvin. And then the body of the green man rots and settles down to nourish the next year's growth. And they mark Yule, the shortest day of the year, as when the seeds are planted for the new cycle, for the new green man, who will lay dormant, growing in the belly of the lady in the depths of the world, waiting for the warmth of the growing sun to shine sufficient life onto the ground, to melt the snow, to coax the leaves to bud, to bring the plants to fruit. And the cycle will continue. It's rather a satisfying mythos in many ways, that linking to the sun and the moon, to the earth, to its cycles, to synchronize oneself with that which grows around us. For me, I find it very satisfying. I know a lot of people have a more conventional set of beliefs. I've never been one of those people. Not while I was growing up as a boy. We weren't a particularly religious family. My mother periodically pronounced us happily heathen, which I suppose is true. I did attend some church services when I was a child, notably when my grandmother would take me on Sunday morning later when I dated, or tried to date, or was very interested in a Catholic girl and went to Mass. Wow, that was an experience, let me tell you. Anyway, I've made it around. The cycle is complete. I'm at the back gate. And while it seems odd at the beginning of the morning to remind you, I do every day, that tomorrow is another day.